Your fold saw in you a yardstick of faith, a model of humility, the teacher of abstinence, revealing the truth. You, therefore, gained the sublime by humility and wealth by poverty. O Father and Hierarch Nicholas, intercede with Christ our God, that our souls may be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. In Myra, O Saint, you proved yourself to be a true priest, for you fulfilled the gospel of Christ. O Holy One, you offered your own life for the sake of your people, and you saved the innocent from death. Wherefore, you were sanctified as a great recipient of God's grace.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 26th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 12:16-21. Kaja im pak preachu govoreci u jednoga bogatog čovjeka rodi niva. I mišlaše u sebi govoreći šta su činiti, nemam u što sabrati svoje letine. I reći evo ovo su činiti, pokvariću žitnice svoje i načinicu, veće i onda su sabrati sva svoja žita i dobro svoje. I kaze su dušu svoju, dušo, imaš mnogo imane na mnogo godina, počiva, jedi, pi, veseli se. A Bog nemo reći, bezumniće, ovo noć uziće dušu tvoju od tebe. A što si pripravio, čije se biti. Tako biva onome koji sebi teči blago, a ne bogati se u Boga. This gospel lesson reminds us of the fragility of life, of our dependence on God for every breath. Material things have a limited life and usefulness. The way of God is everlasting. Individuals like the rich man in the gospel can become preoccupied with material possessions. Caring for the soul can take second place for the materially minded. We know from the Gospel of St. Matthew that we are to seek first the kingdom of God. Today's gospel has a related theme. Richness toward God is the ending message of this gospel. We can be rich toward God in several ways. We can ensure that a good percentage of each day is devoted to prayer, to the study of Holy Scripture, and to doing the work of God. We can be rich toward God by ensuring that a proper percentage of our income and material resources are given to God and to the work of God. We can be rich toward God by visiting the sick, the suffering, and the imprisoned. We can be rich toward God by being kind to the stranger, helpful to the needy, the hungry, and the thirsty. We can be rich toward God by showing love to our neighbor, forgiveness to those who wrong us, and by being grateful to God for the many blessings bestowed upon us. We can be rich toward God by enumerating for ourselves the innumerable blessings from God which enrich our daily lives. When we acknowledge the importance of God in our lives, we can then redirect our lives to live as we were originally intended to live. At Holy Baptism, we put on Christ. We were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our body, our mind, our hearts were set for God and the purposes of God. The lessons of God are timeless. The lessons of God are lasting. We can read the Holy Scriptures from centuries ago and find they speak to the world with great relevance today. We can read the lives of the saints and the writings of the saints and find that they speak with great power for today. The path to the kingdom of God is fraught with peril and distractions. The path to the kingdom of God has many detours and obstacles if we permit our mind and heart to wander. Vigilance is a lesson in today's gospel. The rich man took comfort in his material goods. The rich man relaxed about the state of his soul. The rich man thought he was secure for years to come. Security comes from God and living the ways of God. Security comes from prayer, from fasting, from repentance. Security comes from participating in the holy sacraments. Security comes from listening to and studying the holy gospel. Our Lord told the apostle Peter, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Each moment of each day is important. Each moment is an opportunity to thank God, to give to God, and to seek forgiveness from God. God is present in every moment. Each moment is a gift from God. Material possessions take on importance only to the extent that they are used for the purpose created and intended by God. We can measure our use of material goods by the standards in the Holy Scriptures. We can weigh our use of material goods by considering the teachings of the Holy Gospel. The rich man in the present gospel had his soul put in jeopardy. The church brings this lesson to us each year. The experience of the rich man is a voice of caution. His perils are a reminder that we are to be rich toward God. His perils are a reminder we are to be vigilant. God is to be first and foremost in our lives. God is to be first and foremost in our hearts. God is to be first and foremost in our giving. God is to be first and foremost in our expressions of appreciation. We are all rich in our access to God. We are all rich in our ability to pray to God. We are all rich in our opportunities to seek forgiveness from God. Let us use our riches well. Let us be rich toward God, the giver of all good things. We want to greet those who cannot be with us today in the Divine Liturgy. We hope that you will join with us in prayer and in unity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Morris, Pennsylvania. His Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21. Across from the power plant near Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbett. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.